Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. We're doing the news, man.
All right, good.
You been paying attention to the news?
Or I have not.
Did you watch the Olympics over the weekend?
I didn't.
You didn't? You didn't even watch the basketball game?
I didn't.
So I was like kind of excited to watch the basketball game. I was like, I'm going to watch this live.
Man, Steph Curry went nuts.
At the end, yeah.
Went
but
nuts.
I was like, I'm going to watch this live. This will be great. I go to watch it.
Chef is unbelievable, man. Dude, it was great.
I can't believe you didn't watch the game. And it was like Saturday afternoon. It was perfect time for it. But I go to turn
it on. I
think
I went golfing with the boys.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Someone said they saw you out there golfing.
Yeah, Smiley's. What's up?
I'm happy you guys are going golfing again.
Yeah.
I got the little message on my app when I went on Peacock and I went to the game and it said, oh, it shows that little Puss in Boots cat and it says, we're sorry, you've got too many people logged in to this account. I'm like, God damn it. I know who it is.
Sorry.
It's you.
Yeah.
It's my sister-in-law. Mm. Like, I've given that password to too many people.
Right. You could have texted me.
This happens all the time. No, because I gave you the password.
Right.
So I feel like, you know what? It's my own fault. You guys got on there first. You could have just as easily gotten the message. So I switched over to my antenna, which normally works perfectly. But it was not like it would work, and then 10 minutes later it would go out. And I'm like, I should be watching this on Peacock. But I managed to get the antenna to work. I watched the game. They won. It was exciting. I thought maybe you would be watching the game somewhere.
I was golfing. My oldest is a baseball player. Never played golf. Dude just crushes the ball.
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to say terrible.
Something in front of, like, I can't hit it. There's this one hole where I have to lay up. I can't hit it over the water. He just gets up there. He's like, how far is it? Like 250? Just hit. I honestly got to hit it like 300 yards over the water. But I still beat him because the next shot he hit it 70 yards over the green. And I'd be like, dude, you hit it too far.
Happy
and he goes, no one has ever hit a ball too far.
I agree. I would love
I don't
to
know
have
what
that
stupid
problem.
Sport you're playing, but I'm going to hit the hell out of this thing every time. So I was like, all right, man.
I'd love to have that problem. I went to Top Golf, I don't know, last month or something. And you got all those people watching you, and I'll miss the ball still sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You got the guys next to me who look like they're pros.
Well, that happened to him. I think the first two times he missed it, he was like, God damn it. And then just hit it like a baseball swing and hit it 320
yards. I don't remember
yards.
How I'm supposed to hold the club. My form is all wrong. Anyway, men did win gold.
They did.
They should be undefeated.
It wasn't all
since
that
the dream
impressive,
team.
Though.
No, that's what I'm saying. The dream team obviously was the dream team. Yeah. You're never going to replicate
that. I guess maybe you're
that.
Never going to because also, like, that's the first time we sent them there.
Of course.
It was the fifth gold in a row, I think.
But you had Magic Johnson. You had
Michael Jordan. Right.
You had everybody on that team. And I know these guys are great. I don't know enough about the NBA, so maybe these guys are just as good
or better.
I like
the guy who didn't play from, was it Tyrese Halliburton?
You're asking the
wrong
guy.
He held up the gold medal and just said, like, getting an A in the group project and not doing anything.
Oh, that guy.
A couple guys who didn't play.
I saw that meme, yeah.
Yeah.
So they won. I thought somewhere, you know, under the same bright sunshine, Lazo would be watching this game across town, but I guess he wasn't. I was trying to be involved in sports, you know what I mean?
Does Curry have another bank over the double team?
Steph Curry at the end.
Man, he's unbelievable.
For the fifth consecutive Olympics, the United States of America is golden. They defeat France.
Okay, so
hit
obviously
like four threes in 2 minutes. Yeah, I went nuts.
The end of the game. Well, the game was close at times. It got real close at times. And towards the end, it was kind of close again. It was like a couple possessions.
Yeah.
And France, of course, was going nuts because they're playing in France, so the crowd is going nuts for everything they do.
Man, that guy's so clutch.
But he just
in everything,
exactly.
Man.
He's your guy at the
end. Even when he was doing a 3-point shootout with the woman.
I didn't see that.
They did a contest where it was him against the best 3-point shooter in the WNBA.
Okay.
And she beat, like, a lot of guys. She was great.
Really?
And then it was between him and her, and he was behind. And then with, like, 12 seconds left, he's like, boom, 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 beat you by three. Sorry. Like, he's
so
just,
good.
Like, clutch, man.
And
like, those players
at the end
are,
of the game, he starts sinking
those
threes.
You get so few of them in the world, and some of them are better than others, but it's like, Mahomes just, like, Brady,
yeah.
Like those guys, like Steph.
They're never
guy.
Beat until they're beat.
Right,
yeah.
Like you think about it, you're like, my God.
Yeah.
Like you just, Jeter. Like, I think every major milestone in Jeter's career, he hit a home run. Or like 3,000 hit, home run, last at bat,
something,
home run.
Something
like
awesome.
No matter what it was, Jeter was going to make a play. Unbelievable, those guys who are just clutch like that.
Well, I got to say, LeBron James looked pretty damn good in most of these games.
LeBron James is the opposite of clutch, though.
No, exactly. And you always talk about how at the end, he didn't want the ball.
Well, people would argue about it. I say he doesn't want the ball. People would say he makes the right play.
Okay. Well,
but I'm like,
they got Steph Curry the ball.
Yeah, Steph never didn't shoot with the money on the line. Kobe never didn't shoot with the money on the line.
No, and he started sinking those threes. And after that game, it was quickly, now it's out of there. Because, there wasn't a lot of time left. We're talking like a minute left, however long there was at the end of that game. And Steph Curry did the go-to-sleep thing. Mm-hmm. Did you see his doing? He sinks the three.
Well,
go to
his
bed.
Third three, people started doing it for him. But
they
didn't
started
do
doing
it yet.
Yep.
And people were like, is he going to try again?
Yep.
They double-teamed him, and he hit it again, and they did it.
It was awesome. The game itself was just, you're like, they're probably going to win. But it's like, why aren't you kicking their ass more? Like, this is America's sport. You know what I mean? The Dream Team never let anyone get close. I don't understand what's happening.
Teams have gotten better.
But they went through that rough patch where they didn't practice, 20 years ago, whatever that was, and they it was like, why are we losing basketball games? You had the Dream Team. You should win every Olympics, but they won. Also, I know you weren't watching the Olympics, but the women have a basketball team, too.
They do.
And they get to play in the Olympics, which I think is nice.
And they also played France. First time that's ever happened.
Yeah, they played France.
And
well.
They won.
And Gabby Williams, right? She played for France. I didn't know that she had dual citizenship. What, and why do you choose France? I don't understand how that works. I guess I don't know enough about Gabby Williams, but they said she has dual citizenship. And she almost, that game at the end was crazy because it looked like America was going to lose. And then, shot that three, and that looked like that'd be the end of the game, but it turns out her toe was on the line. So it only counted for two. They barely won.
It's Williams. That was a two. Banked it in. What a finish. Williams with her foot on the line. The United States, officially the most dominant Olympic team in all of team sport history. Eight straight golds, and the U.S. gets it done once again on France's home turf.
I think when you watch the Olympics, one of the things I do notice is that I feel like America really dominates in women's sports. Is that just something I see because they're, showing it to me and propagating to me, or is it something that's true?
I think this was the first time we had more women than men in the Olympics.
I watched the soccer game. They beat Brazil, right? As I recall.
Yeah, women's soccer is unbelievable.
They're
incredible.
Right. But you just see, I think our women athletes seem like they do very well. You'd have to actually show me
the
stat. I'd
have to look at it. I have no idea.
Because I'm sure NBC is making sure to show me the teams they know have a good chance at winning gold. But I'm like, man, we are, America's got some good teams. And what did they say that women's basketball team is the most dominant?
I don't know.
Team?
I would think in my head, though, it feels like we do so much better in the summer.
Maybe.
I feel like in the winter, they start doing skiing and ski jumping and stuff. You're like, I don't know.
We're the hottest.
Some hot woman from Sweden jumps further. Like, I don't. It feels like winter, we maybe don't do as well, but I don't know.
That would make more sense because I've heard
that
statistic.
Someone could just say, no, we win more medals in winter than we do summer. I'd be like, damn, I don't know. I don't watch it enough.
There's not
I watch it just enough to be interested in it, and, I thought it was fun to watch it, but I didn't feel like I had to cancel golf to
Right, I get it.
Watch
I just wanted to watch the basketball game. I wanted to watch the girls' soccer game, the women's basketball game. But, America, there's not most people in America, we got 350 million people, whatever it is. Most of them aren't living near the mountains. Some are.
Right.
But it's mostly hot. And I've heard those statistics that it's like the hottest,
right.
Wealthy nation in the world or something like that. I don't know exactly what that stat was talking
about.
Plus
the bar to get into skiing or anything.
Right. Those people are over there.
They're rich.
In those
they're rich. It's
countries.
The same problem that happened with soccer and it's happening with baseball. If your parents don't have money, you can't play.
Is that called gatekeeping? Kind
I'm sure,
of? Is
yeah.
that a form of
I mean,
that?
If you're not paying $3,000 for your kid to play club soccer
right.
or club baseball, then...
And think about how
then no one sees them. Like, kids can't play, right.
Skiing?
You think they have club soccer? I mean, I'm sure they do, but...
Yeah.
I mean, they're,
no.
they're, you know, in Brazil, they're going to the streets to look for that kid who's dominating
yeah.
in the alley. And
right.
they're like, come with us. You're going to come play club soccer. We'll pay for it.
Yeah.
And leave your parents. You don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
Like Jimmy Nielsen told us that.
Yep.
When he was 16, they flew him overseas. And we're like, you live here now. You play goalie.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens. Here, it's like, you want to play. Okay, but your parents have to pay $5,000.
Do your parents have enough money?
Like, okay, well, there's the first hurdle.
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's a problem with baseball now. You know, it's talked about a lot.
Like, I agree with that. And now we see Japan win the World Baseball Classic. You know, the men's soccer team is not competitive.
Yep. No, you start to see that. You start to see the teams change over the years.
Well, why is that? I'll tell you why.
Because of these little leagues.
Because it's like skiing.
Yep.
You've turned baseball into soccer.
We need more parks and recreation leagues
Absolutely.
For these things that don't cost thousands of dollars
Absolutely.
If we want to have the best players. You can't gatekeep with this, oh, we're only going to do rich suburban parents who can
They're
afford
the
this.
Only ones who are going to get... Because people say, oh, well, good is good. Yeah, good is good. But when you get to 13, 14 years old, if you're a kid and your parents are paying $4,000 and now he's got a hitting coach, a fielding coach, all these other things, he wasn't as good... As that other kid,
it was naturally
when they were
good.
Both playing rec,
yeah.
but that kid can't play anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's he do? He plays football. He plays basketball. Why? Well, two reasons. One, the games are at night at high school, and everybody pays attention to him.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody's
yeah.
going to a high school baseball game.
No.
No one cares.
No one knows that they have a
no
team.
No one cares. So they're like, oh well, I'm naturally gifted. I can't. My mom said she can't afford for me to go play at this club baseball thing. So what am I going to do? I'll play football and basketball.
Yeah, and that's that.
And that's that. And why are we dumb? You know, why are we dumb?
America's going to get their asses kicked in that stuff if they don't. If they don't change that,
right?
But yeah. But America tied the gold medal count with China. I would have liked to have won, but I think did we win the overall medal count as well?
We did. We got 126 overall medals. The closest to us was China with 91.
Look at that! Look at that! Okay, tied gold. As long as we at least tied gold. I mean, right. that medal count was going back and forth. You knew you had the gold for the men's basketball team, you thought. Women's soccer, you thought they probably got
right.
it. And then women's basketball, you're like, all right, we need those gold medals. They did it. They tied it up. All right, we'll take a break and come back, finish mm-hmm. doing the news here in just a second.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo,
all right. We're going to finish the news coming up. And by the way, I looked it up. I wasn't dreaming, and I had not read this. So I just said, you know, how did the female athletes do? Because it feels like they dominate. Found an article that said the women won more than half of America's total medals. The women won more than half of America's total golds. And they said if you took away all the medals the men won, then just the women's medal count would be enough for them to be in third
dominant.
Place. They'd be the third highest nation just with the women. So female athletes dominated
yep.
this year's Olympics. So
it was fun to watch.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to finish the news coming up. I'm excited to talk to you about another OnlyFans story. I love when one of those pops up. And this one, this one is
I was
so...
just on your girlfriend's this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched old videos.
I know. But this one, Laszlo, it feels...
How do you know?
Because you tell me you're going to.
Well,
like,
I didn't
and then you
tell
text
you that
me. Then you text me pictures of yourself. And you got the computer open. Yeah. I've seen it.
She's hot.
We'll talk about that. And also, have you ever yelled at a judge when you're in court?
Never.
You ever fire back at him?
No, I've thought about it.
Yeah, but you don't do it, right?
No, you don't.
You're scared in that moment. You're trying not
to.
Well,
you're just
your
hoping
pants.
For the best.
You're hoping he thinks you dress nice enough. All
you're
those
just
things.
Hoping for the best. It's crazy to think that that one person has so much power in my life.
So, but they can control
they can
your destiny.
Like they can, right. Like, they can make everything go away,
mm-hmm.
or they can just ruin my entire life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But once they ruin it, then I think you can give them the old F you.
I don't know, man. That one.
Once they ruin it, then screw them.
That 3 months in jail, when I'm standing there and he has to decide, and I heard him say, well, he violated. I mean, that's it. He's going to jail. When the judge said that,
yeah, but
I just
say. Once the gavel comes down,
they're going
to be like, hey.
Which is what we did, remember?
Suck a
yeah, well, they called us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cool.
That happened, and the judge heard it. This is a real-life story. Laszlo made fun of the judge after my trial. I'd prepared for like 9 months, delayed this thing 10 times.
Prepared.
I did, because I wanted to make sure that I put on a good show. And then they said, okay, you can go. And then Lazo said, ha ha, I lied to that judge and told him you were a good person. I made up a phony letter, said you had a job you don't have. And the judge called the prosecutor, and you were like, there's nothing they can do about it.
There's nothing. It's over.
Yeah.
But, and there's nothing they could do about it, was there?
It turns out there wasn't. My probation officer had all the power.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
the order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
We're finishing the news. So we were talking about being in front of a judge earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the story. I mean, it's almost comical. It happened in your home state of Michigan.
Okay.
This guy is in court for a misdemeanor charge of trespassing. They don't give me anything other than that, but it's a minor charge.
Okay.
I just imagine, who knows, maybe he's fighting with an axe, something like that, and they don't want him around. I don't know.
I always think those are, and I've been arrested for it before, like if they tell you to leave and you don't.
Oh, okay. Okay, so maybe that's
trespassing. So, you know, the bouncer tells you to leave.
Okay.
And then they call the cops and like, you got to leave. You're like, no.
Okay.
They're like, okay, well, we told you to leave. Now it's trespassing.
Well,
I don't really understand that law, but okay. Apparently it is, because I was convicted of it.
Well, and I mean, maybe that's what happened to this guy. Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, okay, you're in court for a misdemeanor. I guess I didn't even really know that you had to go to court for something that minor, that you could just do it over the phone or something. I don't know. But there are some people on Zoom on this one. I don't understand why, because this guy, Daryl, he's in court. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they showed the judge, I'm like, I know that judge. It's the same judge that handled that guy's case who got pulled over or called into
the
Zoom.
License thing. Okay.
Yeah, and he was driving when he was at court and his license was suspended. It's the same judge. I recognize him. So this guy, Daryl, he's sick of Michigan. He's sick of Michigan.
Yeah.
And he says in the courtroom, I'm tired of this state. I'm ready to leave this state as soon as possible.
I feel that feeling.
I've said those words to people before, like, I got to get out of the state.
Yeah.
I got to get out of the city. I've said those things.
I'm stuck in the system and I can't get out.
But he says it in court. Now, he starts to get a little worked up. And then, because they said he wouldn't have been in much trouble for this trespassing thing. It was minor. But I guess he's so angry that he's in court, so angry that he's in front of this judge, he decides to get mouthy with him.
I can technically leave and you guys could issue a warrant as long as I don't return. You can kiss my ass.
You know what? No. I'm going to tell you what. You don't come in. Okay, that's contempt. That's 93. Keep going.
93.
Days in jail.
That's another 93. That's another 93. That's another 93.
No, come on.
That's 6 93s consecutive.
He just kept going. The two exchanged retorts a total of 6 times, which adds up to 558 days in prison.
So he's got to do 558.
For something that he probably wasn't going to go to jail for, and I just thought, This is that. Remember when the Rick and Morty guy found the transcript of that actual case?
Yes, the state
of Georgia versus Denver, whatever.
Yep.
And he had Morty be the judge, and Rick was a defendant, and he read the transcript verbatim.
Do you have it?
And it just, this reminds me of that so much.
Listen to me.
I'll hold myself into contempt.
Listen to me.
You.
Listen to me.
Go f*** yourself. I'm through here. Y'all done?
I'm finding you in contempt of court.
I don't care.
I know you don't. And I sentence you to 20 days for that. And if you say anything else, I'm going to add 20 days for everything you say.
F*** you.
40 days.
F*** you again.
60.
Go f*** yourself.
A year.
Your mama.
10 years.
Suck my
d***. Do something. This is going to be an interesting trial.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're not supposed to smile in court. You know that if you smile,
I can smile anytime I want.
It's a violation. Now you're cussing and yelling at me.
I have not cussed.
Yeah, you did.
I am yelling.
Well, go f*** yourself. Suck my
d***. That's why I'm yelling.
Suck my d***.
You know something? You are absolutely the rudest person I think I've ever met.
You reckon if I let you suck my d*** that I could get a fair trial here?
That is an actual transcript from a court case that he found and just voiced it as Rick and Morty, which that guy, that story's crazy. That guy was in, and I think he was in the courtroom that day because he'd murdered his cellmate or something crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty serious. You can look into it. But does that not remind you?
Well, after that, like, just tell him.
It's the same thing.
It's a misdemeanor. Now you're getting 500 days. That's stupid. But if I'm in there for murder and I did it, then I'd tell him that, too.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't.
In that
Rick and Morty, when that guy, the Denver, whatever his name was, he said, I need discovery. I don't have enough discovery.
Yeah.
He accused his lawyer of asking for sexual favors. The court appointed.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a whole thing. We'll post it if you have not seen that. It's really funny. But this Michigan guy, that's absolutely what he did. No. He's mad. He says, I want to leave this state. And then once he gets that first cuss word out, now he's done it. Now the dam has been opened, right? It's been broken. And I think that feeling that you have in front of a judge, if you've ever been in front of a judge, they have so much power that it does make you angry. And so to work up the courage to say, kiss my ass, and for him to say, boom, that's jail time. And then to just go, you know what?
I don't understand why saying kiss my ass to the judge is jail time.
I don't. We take it very seriously.
I really don't understand. It seems like what's illegal there?
There's free speech.
I know he's saying
right?
contempt, but contempt of what? Like, I'm not allowed to say that to you? Why not?
I don't understand.
Like, what's the law that says I can't say that?
Right.
If we were outside of this courtroom, I could say it.
And that's how I feel right now. I'm saying, you're asking me what I'm going to do about this. I'm saying, I want you to kiss my ass. That's how I feel about it.
Right.
Okay, well, we're
going to understand
here.
Why that adds more charge. Just sentence me for the misdemeanor.
Yeah.
And I understand now that once I've said that, there was a low part of the misdemeanor and a high part of the misdemeanor, and I'm well aware that I'm getting the highest punishment possible for that misdemeanor.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you get to add stuff on.
I don't. It just keeps going. And right. I can just imagine.
Courts are weird. Like, they've told me before, like, I'm like, yeah, I want to go to trial. And my lawyer's like, yeah, but if we go to trial, they're going to throw the book at you if you lose. I'm like, why? He's like, well, now they'll be like, you know, we had to get a jury.
They get mad.
We had to do all this stuff. They get mad. I'm like, so just say I'm guilty, and then he's like, yeah, you get a lot less time.
It's crazy. Our justice system is so weird. And they try to plea every single case, right? They don't want it to go, all right, we'll give you 2 years instead of the death penalty or whatever. You're like, yeah. Jesus. And so people, of course, a lot of times get scared into just saying they're guilty. And if you're in front of the judge in that moment and you don't know what the decision's going to be, it is a very uneven room. You are like a child who's on punishment, talking to the adult, and it feels demeaning. It's emasculating. It's all those things. It just makes you feel small. And you look at this guy who doesn't know you, or gal, and you go, "You, like you said earlier, Lazo, you could make a decision.
They
now
decide the fate of my life, really.
That could. Last time I was in front of a judge, it was 3 months in jail. And he was saying 3 months. If he had just gone with that, if we hadn't changed his mind, my life would be completely different. I would have had to drive to Holden or whatever, or be driven there and stayed in jail for 3 months and called you once a day. He has all that power.
Fun.
It would have been fun for you. I don't know. You know, the calls might have been okay, but God, I was so nervous about going for 3 months. Lazo said he wouldn't fire me. So that was the main thing. It was kind of your fault I was going to jail anyway.
Why?
Because you said on the air one day, Slim Fast is sitting over there stoned off his ass on the couch, which I wasn't stoned off my ass.
You're always stoned off
your
ass.
No, I wasn't. I'm not a big pothead. I mean, I smoke pot occasionally. But you said that I was stoned on the couch, on the air. So my PO called me and asked me to do a drug test, which I had not done a drug test in 3 years. I've been on probation a long time. So now she's listening. How did I not blame you? She obviously heard you say it. She called me immediately.
Well, you're on probation. You shouldn't have been stoned.
They never drug tested me, though. Never.
That's
I've done
not
it for
my
3 years.
You had rules to follow.
So then you say, oh, he's high. And then they say, you got to come take a drug test.
Truth.
I had to go to a head shop. I had to go to Seventh Heaven and buy one of those body cleansing things.
Yeah, and it worked.
Thank God.
No.
Yeah. They saved me. You almost brought me
None
down.
None of this is my fault.
But you did say... You did say, I won't fire you. And once you said that, I was like, how would you not fire me? I'm going to go to jail for 3 months. And you said, you're going to use your call to call me. Don't call your mother. Don't call your girlfriend. You're calling us. And I was like, all right. It's not so bad now. Now, after that, I just thought, how am I going to survive jail? It's not prison. It's like a jail, I think. It's in a small town. I know people who've gone there. You've been. I was like ready to do the get hard thing. Have somebody teach me how to be in prison. What do I need to do?
Well, I would say the first thing you do is don't get hard.
Well, yeah, I was referring to the movie.
Rolling like that.
I would just like to be able to do my 3 months and not come out with Aryan tattoos. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know they come after you sometimes if you don't join, if you don't get the tats. Is that happening in a small jail in Missouri? I don't know.
No.
It's okay. Well, that's something you'd have to tell me. I've only seen the
movies. Nothing's happening.
I'm scared.
You're just sitting there and do nothing.
You guys may remember.
They call it doing time because that's what you do.
Yeah, I know.
It's just time, and it's a lot of it.
But, man, I'm claustrophobic. Those first couple days have got to be really messing with your head. I mean,
I was lucky when I went in there. My cellmate was Pookie back.
Yeah, if you had a cellmate, does that make it better, you think, than
Pookie?
Being there long? Yeah.
Pookie saved my ass.
Okay. So it's better to have a cellmate.
I mean, if it's Pookie.
If it's Pookie.
Pookie was in charge.
Okay.
And he was my cellmate. When the guy came in and looked like he wanted to tickle me. Pookie said, get out of here.
Yeah.
And the guy listened to him. So.
Which made
me think maybe I'm Pookie's.
But that's okay.
He seems gentler.
Right.
But then Pookie was not interested in that at all. I think he just didn't want anybody getting raped in his cell.
That's good. Yeah, I like
Pookie
that about
keep
Pookie.
The cell clean.
Let's do that. Because for whatever reason in America, the prison doesn't care if you get raped. They think it's part of the punishment.
And Pookie, so, I don't think he wanted that in his cell.
Yeah. That's
good. I think he saw me as just an idiot who was going to sleep on the top bunk and listen to whatever he said. And he was right. So we were good. I had extra money for canteen and just gave some to Pookie. And whatever I got, you got, man.
But you never sat there and freaked out thinking, I can't get out of this room if I want to?
You could go walk around.
Oh, it was like open, so with the pod?
Well, okay. It had a closed door thing, like if something bad happened.
Yeah, yeah. But you
walked
around.
Then they closed it at night.
Is that what jails are kind of like that, right? Most of them, you walk around the pod, and then you go back into your room at night and they close it. I could handle that. Snow cone, could you handle that? Being in the pod?
Yeah.
It'd be better if you guys came with me. Yeah, I don't want Edward Norton from American History X to be my cellmate, you know?
Well, you might.
Well, but then
depending on what's going down and where you are.
Yeah. I just like to not get shanked.
Plus, you look good in short shorts.
That's the problem. That's the problem. It's hard for me to not walk dainty when I'm not thinking about it.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.